WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Confidence. Ever feel like a tiny gremlin lives in your head just whispering doubts and negativity? Like that little voice constantly saying you're not good enough, smart enough, or brave enough? Well, friends, let me tell you, that gremlin is a liar. It's your inner critic, and it wants to hold you back from living your best life. In today's episode, we're tackling the beast, learning how to recognize its tactics, and most importantly, silencing its annoying voice for good. Because let's be real, confidence is about believing in yourself, not letting that inner critic win. It's about knowing you're awesome just as you are and having the courage to go after what you want. So, first things first, what's this inner critic all about? Think of it as your personal fear factory, churning out doubts and anxieties like a broken record player stuck on, you're not good enough. It thrives on insecurity, feeding off past failures and using them to predict future doom. It'll tell you stories that aren't even true, making mountains out of molehills and convincing you that you're not capable of anything great. But here's the kicker, your inner critic is a bunch of BS. Its negativity isn't based on reality, it's just a distorted view of yourself fueled by fear and insecurity. The good news? You have the power to challenge those thoughts, reframe them, and ultimately silence that nagging voice. Think of it like this. You wouldn't believe everything your crazy uncle says at Thanksgiving dinner, right? So why would you believe every negative thing your inner critic throws your way? Learn to recognize its patterns, call out its lies, and replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. You've got this. The second big takeaway is to remember that everyone has an inner critic. Even the most confident people on the planet have those little gremlins whispering in their ears sometimes. The difference is they've learned how to manage them, not let them control them. You know that feeling when you nail a presentation or ace a difficult task? That's your confidence kicking in. But then your inner critic pops up and says, "Look, it was easy anyway." Don't let it steal your joy. Acknowledge the win, celebrate your success, and remember that you earned it. Next up, learn to be kind to yourself. You wouldn't talk to your best friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself, right? Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a loved one. Remember, you're human, you make mistakes, and that's okay. Learn from them, move on, and keep growing. Speaking of growth, don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone. You know that feeling when you push yourself to do something new and scary? That's where real magic happens. Each time you challenge yourself, you silence that inner critic a little bit more and build your confidence muscle. Let me tell you a story about this. I used to be terrified of public speaking. I'd get sweaty palms, my heart would race, and my voice would crack like an old record player. But then I realized that fear was just my inner critic trying to hold me back. So, I started taking small steps. Joining Toastmasters, volunteering to present at work, even giving impromptu speeches to friends. Each time I did it, that little gremlin got a little quieter, and my confidence grew. Now, public speaking is one of my favorite things. The point is, you don't have to let fear dictate your life. You can choose to face it head-on, silence your inner critic, and achieve amazing things. Remember, you are capable of incredible things. Don't let that inner critic steal your joy, your dreams, or your confidence. Challenge those negative thoughts, reframe them with positive affirmations, and remember that you're awesome just as you are. Go out there, be bold, and make something amazing happen. And if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who needs to hear these words today. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.